Chapter 23. I'll go to work, and Dewey stay at home. He passed into the workshop immediately, followed by Adam, while Lisbeth, automatically obeying her old habits, began to put away the breakfast things, as if she did not mean Dinah to take her place any longer. Dinah said nothing, but presently used the opportunity of quietly joining the brothers in the workshop. They had already got on their aprons and paper caps, and Adam was standing with his left hand on Seth's shoulder, while he pointed with the hammer in his right to some boards which they were looking at. Their backs were turned towards the door by which Dinah entered, and she came in so gently that they were not aware of her presence till they heard her voice saying, "Seth Mead." Seth started, and they both turned round. Dinah looked as if she did not see Adam, and fixed her eyes on Seth's face, saying with calm kindness, "I won't say farewell. I shall see you again, when you come from work. So as I'm at the farm before dark, it will be quite soon enough." "Thank you, Dinah. I should like to walk home with you once more. It'll perhaps be the last time." There was a little tremor in Seth's voice. Dinah put out her hand and said, "You'll have sweet peace in your mind today, Seth, for your tenderness and long-suffering towards your aged mother." She turned round, and left the workshop as quickly and quietly as S.E. had entered it. Adam had been observing her closely all the while, but S.E. had not looked at him. As soon as she was gone, he said, "I don't wonder at thee for loving her, Seth. She's got a face like a lily." Seth's soul rushed to his eyes and lips. He had never yet confessed his secret to Adam, but now he felt a delicious sense of disburdenment, as he answered, Addie, I do love her too much, I doubt. But she doesn't love me, lad, only as one child oh God loves another. She'll never love any man as a husband, that's my belief. Nay, lad, there's no telling, thee mustn't lose heart. She's made out o' stuff with a finer grain than most o' the women. I can see that clear enough. But if she's better than they are in other things, I kinda think she'll fall short of them in loving." No more was said. Seth set out to the village, and Adam began his work on the coffin. God help the lad, and me too, he thought, as he lifted the board. Ear like enough to find life a tough job, hard work inside and out. It's a strange thing, to think of a man as can lift a chair with his teeth and walk 50 miles on end, trembling and turning hot and cold at only a look from one woman out of all the rest of the world. It's a mystery we can give no account of, but no more we can of the sprouting o' the seed, for that matter. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.